1, 2, 3, 4. Some might be offended that I'm sharing the secret. I'll make an exception because I think you'll keep it. What I'm telling you's true. Cross my heart, hope to die. What have you got to lose? Why would I lie?
Hello and welcome to We Always Lie to Strangers, a podcast about Ozark's history, folklore, and beyond. My name is Sharp Poulston.
I'm Daniel Smiley.
I'm Gus Carlson.
And I'm Raymond Mathis.
And we might always lie to strangers, but not on this show, because we're all friends here.
Hell
Thank
yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Today's...
Some of us are even good Today's... friends.
I'm but trying.
Not all of us.
Today's yarn is about the Osage Baptist Church IED incident. A major shout out to Gus's romantic partner, roommate, landlord,
tipsy leprechaun.
To clarify that, we have a thing where we go to Applebee's when we've had a bad week and drink whatever stupid novelty drinks that they have. And last night was the Tipsy Leprechaun because we're recording this right before St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I just realized that you said that you go to Applebee's when you've had a bad week.
Uh-huh.
Y'all go to Applebee's
all the time. What was the last week you missed?
Well, I was sick all
you guys
of
have
last
a punch
week,
card?
So I'm finally better. That's why. And we've both been, our work schedules have been rather insane. So yes, we're becoming Applebee's alcoholics.
An Appleholic?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Sometimes you just want to do something stupid. And we do something stupid every now and again. And she sometimes gives me wonderful podcasts.
Every Friday.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, genuinely... shout out to her, because none of us knew about this until she brought it up to Gus a few months ago. And I'm assuming it's because Raymond and I lived in Springfield, Missouri at the time. And then Gus and Daniel were at UCA in Conway, Arkansas at the time.
Go Bears.
So,
do it like a big bear.
Before we actually get into the script, there's a couple of things I want to mention first. One, I have got like 16 sources on this. It's wild. And two, as I was doing research, I kind of discovered that this story happened recently near Northwest Arkansas. And a lot of the names that come up are a lot closer to me socially than I realized. So I'm not going to be using any names.
That's for the best.
Yes. Obfuscation.
Today's yarn properly begins on June 8th, 2010, at the Osage Baptist Church in Osage, Arkansas. Osage Baptist Church is off Highway 103 and can be seen in the fall and winter, at least, from the junction of 103 and Highway 412.
Okay, so it's not the one that the cop occasionally hides at.
No, this is not as, and I actually put this in the script.
It's not in
this
the Osage
the
suburbs.
this church is not right on 412. It doesn't have the little marquee that people used to change all the time because it's like 3 feet off the road. That turn in Osage, it's right over there. You know the neat old building in Osage?
Yeah, the stamp store?
Oh, yeah.
This is across the street
okay.
from that. So it's not far from 412. You can
see
pottery.
It. Pottery. Right past the alfalfa field.
Yes. You turn on the alfalfa field. So the morning of June 8th, 2010, a volunteer was helping at the gymnasium, which was being set up to be used as an election site for the party primary runoff elections that were beginning that day. The volunteer absentmindedly picked up a Pepsi can that had been sitting in front of the gymnasium doors, and because it wasn't opened, the volunteer placed the can inside the church on the desk of the church secretary.
That's
the next day,
odd.
June 9th.
Hi, I found a soda.
The sign that it's a problem is that it's a Pepsi.
Yeah, we're a Coca-Cola family.
Or Mountain Dew, if we're properly out here.
I mean, Mountain Dew is a Pepsi child, but Pepsi's not good.
I mean,
Pepsi sucks.
Have you, okay, listen, not to out myself here, but have you ever had one of the Pepsi Nitros?
We have a River Valley person on the pod.
No, the Pepsi Nitros are good.
What the fuck is Pepsi Nitro?
It's like, it's got the, you know, the beer cans that have like occasionally you'll get a Nitro Stout, you'll like open it and you get that weird.
Oh,
and so it's like
okay.
creamy. I got it as a joke because they were half off because nobody's buying the thing.
No, they're
and I was like,
good.
Fuck.
I thought
they
it had
good.
Like six shots of espresso in it or something.
Boys, I hate to no. say it, but this sounds like an abomination.
No, it makes it really smooth and creamy.
Yeah, it shouldn't be good.
I don't want a smooth and creamy Pepsi. That's just not a thing I want.
Give it a go.
I'll bring you one tomorrow. The vanilla one.
Yes, the vanilla one.
It kind of helps the...
Bring the hard Mountain Actually, Dews. I'll take those. I'll take that bullet.
The Dew Raw.
Gross.
Yeah, right.
The Pepsi Nitros taste like a Pepsi that was frozen and then unfrozen.
See, now I'm getting the appeal again. Okay, that's weird, but it was working.
So on June 9th, during the cleanup after Election Day, someone grabbed the Pepsi can to dump it out, like to pour out the liquid and discard it, and discovered wiring coming out of the bottom of the can.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
At which point, the police were notified, and soon after, the Bentonville Bomb Squad arrived and disarmed the IED in the Pepsi can in the parking lot with a water can.
That showed up 4 days later.
That was the closest bomb squad was fucking Bentonville?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Jesus.
Amazing.
There's something about it being Bentonville that it's just so funny. At Bentonville, if you remember, it all tracks because during the George Floyd protests, Bentonville got the most violent with peaceful crowds.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
That is very true.
I think they tear gassed people.
They did.
They absolutely did.
And it was wasn't it tear gas too? So it caused some problems. Like it was.
I don't know, but I know that Bentonville escalated so fast.
Yeah.
I don't think anything had even really started.
And there were a lot fewer people there.
Yeah, I would like to point out that Harrison had armed protesters and armed counter protesters and managed to pull that off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, the Harrison one was actually really smooth.
Wait, you're telling me Bentonville cracked down on protests harder than anywhere else in the Northwest Arkansas area? What?
I know it's hard to believe.
I know, wow.
Their bomb squad, they just like all drive Lexuses.
There was like an old... It's just all Lexus. Just Cadillac Escalade.
The Lexus bomb robot.
No, it's a Cadillac Escalade limousine. That's what they all show up in.
With like the big Walmart sign on the side.
Didn't Fayetteville get like grenade launching robots? Like, did Bentonville get the ones that catch them? Like,
yeah, they shoot Jello shots.
God.
Now at Buster's.
Oh God.
The FBI got involved.
Good.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
I mean,
they described.
Yeah.
The...
Okay. So hang on. So this was at the primary vote.
This was the.
I'm sorry, because I'm just like, because if it is like that, how many people are showing up to primary in Osage?
It was the party primary.
It's a primary
runoff.
Election.
Primary runoff. Yeah. Was it one specific party? Because we are, we're an open primary, but it's not a. It's still by party.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, my brain's trying to do that. You can cut this bullshit. And
well,
if you don't know, that's
freeze.
Fine. Oh, did he freeze? Or is he reading?
Yes.
Damn it.
He's frozen.
Sorry, I broke him. If it resolves fast enough, we will keep going.
All right, let's see. The FBI got involved.
Tracks.
They described the IED as having a very sophisticated construction. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just heard Gus go, Christ, and part of me.
I said tracks when you said F. I was repeating what I said the last time because we had to re-record the FBI.
I was laughing to myself because I thought you might have said IUD instead of IED.
I was trying to debate
I've been
whether
waiting
I was going
to
make
that
joke
either. Yeah.
Which also, the Bentonville Bomb Squad is the only way they would know how to deal with that.
The can had been cut along the bottom with such precision that it was believed a machine was very likely but not definitely used. The IED was powered with multiple...
Sorry, Daniel's reaction to that. He might have used his finger.
I want to go back to what election was this? We were working on that information before we had a bit of...
It was 2010.
Out. It was the 2010 party primary runoff election.
All right, what party?
I do not know for sure.
So, I mean...
I actually never saw any reference to, like, the specifics
like the
of the election
bit,
other...
Yeah.
I mean, it's 20...
Then it was a party
10,
primary
so it
runoff.
Could have been the presidential, right? Or am I... No, it couldn't have been. So it would have been local or... Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure it's a county clerk or something.
Yeah. But again, we're not expecting a big turnout. So someone really fucking hates someone.
I mean, even in the most like electric Newton County elections, I don't think I would expect massive turnout for... There's just not...
There's not enough people.
Even if it was the presidential election, how many people are in OC?
Right, yeah. right.
You know what I mean?
This feels personal. I am hitting the goog on Ballotpedia for Osage, Arkansas, 2010. So we can get anything.
Yeah, June 8th, 2010.
June
you
8th.
Can try to find
okay.
that. Yeah, let me know. Pipe in if you find anything. The IED was powered with multiple AAA batteries with, quote, the skin stripped off, and was wired to the bottom of the can and affixed with wax, while the primary propellant was flash powder, commonly used in fireworks and other pyrotechnics, and the primary shrapnel was birdshot.
Fuck. Ugh. So that, I mean, like...
I got something here. There were two seats on the Arkansas Supreme Court up for election in 2010. Justices on the Arkansas Supreme Court are elected to serve eight-year terms. It was a nonpartisan runoff on June 8th, 2010.
Who is running?
That I'm trying to find out. Ballotpedia is not the best. Looks like Karen Baker, Tim Fox, and Evelyn Moorhead for position six.
I am related to Karen Baker.
Yeah. Karen Baker and Tim Fox competed in a runoff election as neither candidate received 50% of the vote. I believe that's the election we're looking at, and this is from Ballotpedia.
Oh, the plot thickens.
That is niche.
Karen Baker, I think, is getting into another runoff election from the last primary.
I believe
interesting.
So. I remember correctly.
You said you're related? To this person?
Her current term ends on 2030.
Well, through marriage, but yeah.
Okay. Don't talk shit, Sharp. Did she win? That's spoilers.
She won in 2010.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The can had been meticulously constructed to look like a regular Pepsi can, and there were no fingerprints on the can. The mechanism was supposed to explode when the can was picked up, but it had failed. The FBI had a profile for the perpetrator, but had zero suspects or leads. Now, I don't have it in the script, but I have the website open if you want me to read the FBI's criminal profile of who they believe.
Absolutely want you to do that. And I want you to do that in like the most like Hannibal Lecter ass way, where it's like you're zooming in, like I'm at the crime scene.
Now, this is directly from the FBI website. The construction of the device in this case was very sophisticated. We believe whoever is responsible for this act had a message to send to the community and to law enforcement. Although the subject's knowledge of bomb-making and electronics was apparent, and he took steps to protect himself during the construction and placement of device, we cannot emphasize enough the risk inherent with constructing and transporting IEDs. Explosives, by their nature, are sensitive materials, and there is a risk that this subject's materials could be found by a family member, child, coworker, or acquaintance who could be severely injured. Though we remain confident that we will identify this subject, we remind the public of the danger he poses to our community, not only to potential intended targets, but also to others who may know him who are exposed to his explosive materials. He is likely from this area, either currently or in the past. People around here know him. Experts have offered the following traits and characteristics likely related to this offender. We will not reveal every aspect of our assessment, but people who know this subject may notice these traits. He is skilled in electronics and possesses above-average knowledge of circuitry. He is skilled working with small projects and models. These skills may have come from his previous technical training, employment, or hobbies.
He's a fucking nerd.
He may have displayed these skills in previous crafts or projects with pyrotechnics, such as fireworks. He may be known as someone who can repair electrical problems. He may have used these skills to play pranks on others in the past. In fact, some of these pranks may have been motivated by revenge.
So he was probably in one of our gifted and talented
classes. He may display the attitude of, I don't get mad, I get even. Additionally, he may have committed acts of vandalism with pyrotechnics / explosive devices. He will need an area that affords him privacy to experiment with and build his devices.
This is literally everyone's uncle is a suspect at this point.
I feel like they're covering
a ton of bases.
The list of people that I could like fit this profile to just keeps getting longer and longer.
This person may have lived here.
We have competed with this person at Quiz Bowl.
The revenge is actually he got knocked off of the first page of the scorers list. Items he may keep in this area include the following: circuit boards, batteries, wires, ammunition, pyrotechnic powder and fuses, electronic switches, springs, glue, adhesives, and tools necessary for the craft to include wire cutters, tweezers, and a Dremel tool.
I have all of those things in my shop.
He's definitely read the Unabomber's manifesto.
Anyway, that's the gist of it.
I mean, who hasn't, though?
Back to the story.
It was news. Like, you know, that's not that unique.
There was no progress made in the case at all until November of 2010, 5 months after the planning and discovery of the IED. A bank had recently foreclosed on a home in Forum, Arkansas, and sent a group of contractors to clean it out.
North of Huntsville.
Forum is roughly 20 miles west of Osage as the crow flies.
I'm going to say, I'm looking up Forum because I don't know.
But I had some internet forums.
So I also had I didn't look super deep for an address for the home, but Forum is an unincorporated community, and so that encompasses probably hundreds of square miles, realistically.
Nearest...
Raymond has found himself on something awful instead.
It's like northwest of Alabama, which is one of those... I love passing the sign for, like, old Alabama that way. But
yeah, it is right by
Alabama. There's a waterfall nearish that's called Glory B. But that's just Glory B, not B-E, just B. Glory B Waterfall. Okay.
But yeah, Forum is just north of Huntsville. The contractors, after entering the home, the contractors, I didn't actually put this in the script, but they were from, I believe they were from Bentonville as well.
Follow the money. Follow the money.
The contractors, after entering the home, discovered a number of books and manuals on topics including the construction of explosive devices and militia extremism.
And a lot of cookbooks.
There were handwritten notes seemingly detailing the construction of a bomb in a soda can. Soda cans with the top or bottom cut off.
This is so on the nose, though. Like, this feels... this is so on the nose. So they were there because the
this
house
is central
got...
casting Unabomber. Like,
yeah,
you know, like. You know.
But this is because they foreclosed on his property, and so he just left all his bomb stuff lying around.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay, follow the money.
So also in the home were batteries with the skin stripped off.
I've never called that skin. By the way, I never thought of batteries as having skin.
Everything I read that mentioned it described it, or I think one person described it as skin, and then all of the articles quoted it.
Well, because like they call like nitroglycerin like sweats, so I think it kind of works together. I learned this from Lost. This is not like.
We're not.
Which explosive material is blood?
Which explosive material is blood? What?
I don't know. Like, if we're gonna follow that metaphor through.
Yeah, and which one's urine? And which one's cum? Anyway, they also found birdshot.
Nice.
That was similar but not identical to the birdshot found in the IED.
You definitely said IUD that time.
Nice. Was the buckshot made of copper?
I never saw the material.
Copperhead BBs.
The man who had owned the foreclosed home had recently had financial issues.
Yeah, it's a foreclosed fucking home.
And had been traveling and staying with friends for work. A month after the discovery of the items in the foreclosed home, the man was tracked down in Seattle, Washington, where he was arrested without incident and sent back to Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to put a flag in the showing up in the Pacific Northwest with, like, you know, explosives.
And militia extremists and...
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain started.
Yep.
Just, like, putting those.
The man arrested was a blacksmith and, quote, metal artist who was well known in the national and international blacksmithing community, primarily because he was one of the few blacksmiths with expertise in repairing an extremely specific type of pneumatic hammer that is used in blacksmithing.
So here's the thing, like, this just feels like the most, like, setup, like, writer setup payoff of, like, a character in a mystery, where it's just, like, kind of the most obvious version of that. I feel like we needed more red herrings to get here, you know, like...
Yeah, like, that's just, that's such an easy way to get caught, is, like, I couldn't pay my bills, and I left out my bombs that look exactly like the other ones.
Calling it now, right. False flag.
Yeah, that's what I mean. With Bentonville involved,
maybe.
Honestly,
maybe there's a reason I decided not to say any name. Shortly after the arrest of the blacksmith,
take that so many
Fayetteville
ways.
Artist Hank Kaminsky was interviewed about the arrest, suspect, and incident in general. Kaminsky said he couldn't believe it, and knew the blacksmith was a good man that liked guns but detested violence. Kaminsky had hired him to help with Kaminsky's World Peace Prayer Fountain.
Yeah, that guy.
Located on the Fayetteville Square in front of the town center. I mostly just liked that a guy that got arrested for a bombing incident helped build the World Peace Prayer Fountain.
Yeah.
There's just a funny irony in that. Kaminsky's interview also went into the blacksmith being well-known and respected in the blacksmithing community. On a forum on the website blacksmith.org, I found a chain email that was shared that had gone out about the arrest and had things from the blacksmith himself. He said that the books on explosive manufacturing and militia extremism had been given to him after a friend had died. He also said that from the outside looking in, he understood how he looked guilty but maintained his innocence. Most of the people on the blacksmith website agreed that they didn't think he would be capable of doing something like that, and that the blacksmith was generally considered a well-liked and nice man. Others pointed out social media posts where he had described himself as things such as, quote, a patriot, quote, a gun-touting liberal, and also, quote, worried about the government. There were also videos of him detonating homemade explosives.
Man, this is really just a great... like, way that anything can be twisted, though, to be sinister if you want it to be. And not to mention, like, what, at least half of us are gun owners, and more of us...
I was about to say, gun-toting liberal that doesn't trust the government, I think, kind of describes most of our friends.
It's the South, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The liberals love God and guns still.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad doesn't have a gun, but he does have a crossbow.
Hell yeah.
I just...
Am I the only one on the pod that doesn't own a gun? I shouldn't have broadcast that. My roommate, landlord, lover, whatever we're calling her, has a bow. We got that.
Land lover?
Land lover.
Do not get her in the ocean.
In March 2011, 9 months after the IED planting and 4 months after the blacksmith's arrest, a tip was received and a raid was done on a house near Eureka Springs where another man who was elderly was arrested on weapons charges.
Okay.
He was tied to the blacksmith, and it was believed that they had worked together on the bomb creation and planning. Or planting. I think that's a typo. The old man...
Man... Just, okay, they still have
so much effort for, like, a primary for,
yeah,
like, state Supreme Court.
That right there.
For a runoff. It's not even the, you know, like...
A runoff for Supreme Court candidates, and were they even different? Like, were they two people of different parties, or were they like?
I don't think that the election has anything to do with it. I think it was just like, there's a place where people are going to gather on like Wednesday this week. I'm going to blow it up.
But
like, it doesn't have to be politically motivated.
They're making it politically motivated, though, by arguing like the militia links, the stuff, the, you know, his ideas of hating the government. So if the case is saying this is politically motivated.
And I mean, I it's also on an election day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that forces people to ask questions if you're blowing something up, I'd imagine. Like, you know.
And
like,
it's so hyper-specific. It's Osage, right? You didn't do this at a bigger... I don't know.
Yeah, because if you're looking for like, because it's like nobody.
No, this would have to be a personal vendetta situation, because if you were making a
a
political statement, first off, Forum, if it was the person living in Forum, why not just go to Huntsville? It's bigger, or just go to Fayetteville or Springdale or Bentonville or Rogers. You've got a huge metro, you know.
Yeah, or even fucking Harrison.
Yeah,
maybe it's about who's working the polls that day.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
right.
It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Or the church.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. Like, maybe
there's so many Baptist churches. Why that one?
Yeah, and so
or this bomb's not nearly as impressive as like Bentonville bomb squads trying to tell us. And it's,
yeah,
you know,
but
like,
it still
it's like a firecracker in a can.
But it still had birdshot. Like, so presumably if it's killing someone, it's like blowing a hand off.
I mean, it's absolutely it's kind of a situation like imagine a smaller scale Boston Marathon bombing sort of explosive,
much smaller.
Well, there were some letter bombings that happened like in the 19 teens. It's what led to the first Red Scare, and a lot of them, I don't think anybody died, but like maybe one person died, but it definitely like blew a hand off. Like, people were injured. Like,
right.
It wasn't like, oh, you know, MBD, here's a, I don't know, firecracker, M80 or something.
The old man, along with an ex-girlfriend of the blacksmith, had moved guns from the blacksmith's house to the old man's house.
There are so many layers.
As they moved the guns, the old man told the ex about what the gun was, what it did, you know, information on the gun. They had done this multiple times while the blacksmith was traveling, and it only stopped after the house was foreclosed on. The guns were hidden in the blacksmith's house in a secret room that was concealed behind a bookshelf that would only open when a certain book was moved.
What?
Nice.
That
is
rules.
Awesome.
I mean, terrorism doesn't rule, but like
secret
bookshelves with books that you pull apart.
Man, if you guys are ever bored, check out the Secret Door subreddit. It's
awesome. Oh, that does sound like a great way to lose a weekend.
Right?
Well, because, you know, as we said, Gus's romantic partner mentioned this. And then I read about it and was like, what is going on? There's so much happening.
I'm just wondering what the next twist is, because I feel like
I'm terrified to talk about this almost.
I'm waiting for a Russian to get involved.
We're actually not too far from the end. Because I hate to tell you, the end of this will probably be a lot of just discussion on... Anyway, we'll get there in a second.
Yeah.
The raid that happened on the old man's house resulted in the FBI seizing 250 guns.
That is
that's an enormous
so
amount.
Many
that's,
guns.
That's fine. We know at least one person with 200 guns, I feel like.
Yeah, graduated with.
Maybe.
I definitely can think of one I graduated with. But, like, fuck.
Let's see. He was arrested on conspiracy to possess unregistered firearms. The old man had planned to open a gun museum.
Okay.
The Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Good cover.
When I was rewriting this week, I found an article from the Ozark Democrat Gazette from about the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. This was about 3 months before the IED incident, but the Democrat Gazette ran an article. Oh, sorry. It was in 2009, so the year before.
Mm-hmm.
They ran an article about his gun collection.
So is it like is this the you can make things say anything? Does he have 250 guns, but like... they're all flintlocks.
He was a well-known restorer and maker of muzzle-loading and percussion rifles from the 18th and 19th century and had many rare and unique guns.
So he had a bunch of muskets. I can't tell if we are dealing with terrorists or is, like, a fucking reenactor.
Well, with a really extreme hobby.
Yeah, a reenactor gunsmith person.
Well, it's like, has he got, like, movie prop guns, too? Like, you know, it's like, I'm not terrified of that.
I'm not, like, a huge gun person. I just know kind of your standard guns. But I saw in one of the articles they had listed the guns that particularly were the ones he was in trouble for, but I didn't know what any of it meant.
Okay. Anyway. So he wasn't like, here's my Uzi, or...
I would have remembered if it said an Uzi. I know that one of the guns was Czechoslovakian. And I think he might have also had, like, a sawed-off shotgun, which you're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
Or, like, something along those lines.
Right.
So, around the same time as the arrest of the gun collector, the blacksmith was sentenced to 2 years in jail for possession of unregistered firearms, but had all bombing charges dropped.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
I couldn't actually find if the gun collector actually served jail time or not, but the blacksmith served the 2 years and was released. Many in the blacksmithing community still think that the blacksmith was innocent and wrongly charged.
Yeah,
and
did he take a plea deal? Was it one of those things, or what? Did he actually go to trial?
Man, I couldn't see like. This all of this is like so disjointed, and it's the same issue.
It sounds
issue.
Like a plea. I mean, most charges go to plea deals
because
scare the fuck out of you, and they can lie to you, and then they tell you, you know, you could get life, or you could plea this and 2 years, and then you're done.
So, and another thing that Raymond mentioned before, there's a belief floating around the blacksmithing community that part of the arrest for the illegal possession of firearms, or the unregistered firearms, the blacksmith was only being investigated in connection to the bombing. So they actually couldn't, like, go really hard on unregistered firearms. It was just, like, a byproduct of them searching the bombing. And a lot in that blacksmithing community believe that these unregistered fire alarms were actually restorations and replicas of 18th century flintlock pistols, which the blacksmith was known to work on.
Which, again, is so much different than, like, it's just so different from
having 100 AR-15s or something.
Yeah, that you've got.
Well, now I'm like, this guy got arrested in Seattle. It's not for right-wing reasons. It's maybe just, like, a hippie artist reasons. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm questioning everything.
No, and again, the blacksmith was, like,
truth is out there.
Really well-known in the blacksmithing community for, like, being a really good blacksmith and also, like, working on those pneumatic hammers. And then the old man died at the end of last year, the gun collector, and the FBI still has an unclaimed $20,000 reward for information related to the arrest of someone, particularly whoever planted the bomb at the church. So the reason I didn't want to use names is because
nobody's been charged in this.
When you read everything, you go, wow, that kind of seems like a guy had his house foreclosed on, and then because he worked on gun restoration,
he got 2 years
for a bombing plant.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, none of this makes a lot of sense.
It really doesn't.
None of this makes any sense. Because, like, again, it's on an election day, but it's on the weirdest election day it could possibly be. Like, it's in a town that in the weirdest place it could be. None of this, like, holds together, interestingly. I mean, I'm very boldly talking about something I just learned about 30 minutes ago. But, like, you know. Like,
yeah. I mean, it makes sense if you're trying to put somebody in jail. Shut it down as quickly as you can. Wash your hands of this case and move
on. Yeah, like, it's an obvious... Look, exactly what Daniel said. It seemed very obvious to have all these things, but then it's like when you peel back the layers. Did a guy just get railroaded into Because why would they have the reward if they thought this was the guy?
Right. Well, it's like the number of like weird back to land and like a lot of outsiders in the Ozarks. The idea of like only one of them could build a bomb seems kind of silly to me. I know, like, I'm aware of plenty of people, you know, not personally, but like that's just a thing that happens. People make stupid explosives out in the woods.
I mean, yes.
Like, usually it's like a Coke bottle filled with gasoline. That they
or yeah, or like a sparkler like, bomb or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not usually like a sophisticated weapon.
It's normally a fucking birdshot in it. But the other
the
shit.
Amount of like, yeah, the amount of like, you know, Unabomber wannabes in their heads, I don't think is limited out in that area.
I do want to point out really quick that I just checked the 2010 census, and the Osage Township only had a population of 418.
Yeah,
that's
right,
more than
right.
I would have guessed.
Well, and like how many people are going to show up for a primary runoff in Osage out of that population? It's probably going to be like what, under
14?
Yeah, like
yeah. Which is why I wonder if it's directed at the church, because how many
right.
Like it is completely within reason to think nobody even knew there was a primary, like, you know, whoever planned
yeah,
this
right,
had
right,
no
right,
idea
right.
there was a primary going on.
Right. That is,
or a runoff
yeah,
going
that's
on.
That's like, maybe they were like, well, it's not Sunday, so there won't be many people.
Yeah. And like, so yeah. I looked at the church, their website, and like in the past 25 years, which who knows when the hell this was last updated, but there were like 350 people baptized, right? So like even the church community, it's not a big church, right? If that's
right,
how many people
right.
you have baptized in, you know, 25 years, it's not going to be giant. So yeah, I wonder if that's the angle that they should have looked at is, yeah, the personal vendetta of who is a fucking, who hates the someone who works at that church.
Right, right, right.
That's,
I do.
It's, I mean, yeah, this whole, this is
fascinating
though, and fucked though, because like,
yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like what a shitty thing to do. Cause I'm just thinking if you put it on the ground, right. And it's supposed to detonate when you pick it up. If this poor guy who picked it up, it's probably blowing up and shooting shit all into your hand and your lower half. Right.
Right.
Like just fucking annihilating your knees.
Also, I feel fucking, like if this blacksmith man would have made the bomb, it would have worked. Like,
I
mean, right?
About that, yeah.
Like, if this dude's a professional,
and like well respected internationally,
right? That bomb would have worked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's a thing where, as Raymond was just saying about someone picking it up, at like it seems like. Unless your target is like a 68-year-old woman,
that's volunteering.
You know, like, you're probably not going to get what you're after, and it also doesn't really sound like it was enough to, you know, need the gymnasium rebuilt or anything.
Was there a new pastor? Right. Like, what's up here?
Actually, I looked
it's
it up.
It's the same pastor since 91.
Yeah, it's been the same pastor forever.
Okay, like,
but I mean, that could be an old vendetta. I mean,
I mean, well, it's all speculation at a point, you know, it's all you got. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to emphasize no one has been charged in this.
I thought, well, you got to.
Yeah. It wasn't for the bombing.
No. Yeah. He was charged with unregistered possession of firearms,
which might have been reproductions of 18th century or 19th century flintlocks.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you're going to start taking down, like, I don't know, people that are into Civil War reenactment, there's a long list of those in the Ozarks. They're some of them scary people, too, but, like,
very.
You know, it's
I really loved
illegal.
Reading about it, because as you're reading about this blacksmith, just looking more and more guilty the whole time, and then when the precipice is hit, it is a collapse where you're like, oh, because I don't know. I just really love the, like, oh, this guy's guilty, and then how fast the fall is to being like.
Yeah. No,
it's also just, I mean, that shit's scary, you know, like, that. It's
yeah,
scary,
no, it's really scary
how, again, just phrasing and this, you know, are you a guy that's starting a museum, or are you are you 250 guns in his basement, many of them unregistered?
Also, in Arkansas, you don't have to register guns.
Yeah, that's a thing that I was wondering too.
I think the weapons charge, like if you did have a sawed-off shotgun, like that's against the law, yeah. And maybe you had just like a handful of
modified illegally,
right, or something that was a fully auto or whatever.
If you want to keep just chatting about it really quick, I can find the exact guns really quick in an article.
Sure.
One of them was just an RCP 90.
I don't know any gun types.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say I that may be lost on. What was it used in GoldenEye?
Yeah,
I didn't even play Call of Duty. I just have made up Halo guns in my head. You know,
is it a Destoival? Is it the
he had a Reaper?
Yeah.
Or what are those called?
Is it the nail gun from Duke Nukem?
He had the Needler.
The Needler. There's a termite place in Fort Smith that is just wholesale using the Duke Nukem logo for
that's
their
awesome.
Logos.
That's Harrison. That's got, and I can even, like, it's got the Mark Bagley specifically Spider-Man drawn on their logo, and I've been just waiting someday.
Okay, great. Really, yeah. Really fast. From one of the articles that I have in my sources, the gun collector had 12 federal weapons charges, one over purported conspiracy with the blacksmith to conceal weapons, two over purported lies told to the FBI, and 9 over possession of unregistered firearms.
Look, lying to the FBI is not a crime. It's just kind of cool.
All right, Daniel. These were the specific unregistered weapons. It looks like the two of them both kind of got charges for this, which one is a Czechoslovakian short-barreled VZ-24.
I don't know.
A Ruger 10-22 converted to a machine gun.
Okay, that'll get you. That'll get you.
I've got a 10-22, and you can buy kits to make them fully auto for like $80.
Let's see. An automatic Czechoslovakian SA-26, a Heckler and Koch type trigger pack, and 3 silencers, 2 of which had no markings.
Okay, so yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the weapons themselves. It's the additions. Uh-huh. Also, a blacksmith, he probably made his own silencers, which is dope.
And that's why they had no markings.
There you go.
Are all silencers... Are all of those illegal now? Because I feel like I have a visceral memory of watching a TNT or something show where they were like making janky homemade silencers out of like tennis balls.
Yeah, it's really
more
easy.
Spike TV.
Spike TV stuff. And
some marathon or another.
You can get a suppressor license. You have to wait a year and it costs $200.
Weird fucking thing.
I know. I've got a rifle that has a threaded barrel on the end to accept a suppressor.
That's so...
I don't have one, obviously.
I just like that paragraph that had the guns that got him in trouble. Mentioned that he was going to start a gun museum, and it's like, yeah, uh-huh. But then I found that article that went deep into his gun collection and how he was this, like, known gun historian and restorer. And they talked about, like, some gun came into his possession that was from a battlefield somewhere, and it was one of only 10 of these guns remaining, and it was, like, completely in ruins, and he restored it to, like, being able to fire again.
Yeah.
Like...
Wow.
But it's a thing where whenever you're given the information about the arrest, you're like, this guy sounds crazy. Then you read about him and you're like, oh, this was a gun enthusiast that like really took a lot of time and effort into.
Yeah, gun culture, though, is like obviously very adjacent and sometimes completely involved with like very gross shit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think
I jumped to that conclusion right at the
exactly
start, you know, like where you said, you know, Washington. I'm like, uh-huh, gotcha. And it's, you know, it doesn't actually tell you anything.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, I feel like all of us probably know people that I would definitely say fall into the gun nut, you know, either through family.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel.
That are. But you're it's like, me. Like, you're really I would nut. Not be surprised
I know.
To find out people that I would say are not, quote unquote, you know, like. That I'm not afraid of. Maybe
they're
that's the best way.
Just
yeah,
local.
But
know?
That would,
like...
but that would buy that fucking kit that Daniel's talking about. You know, just because they'd be
it
like,
online. I'm sorry,
I want to shoot.
I was off by $9.
Well, it's also
it's $89.
It's also a thing where we're like Southern boys, so Guns aren't weird to most people in the South, regardless of like your political beliefs. Which I feel like
I don't really like them.
I mean, I'm not a gun enthusiast by any means, but I grew up around guns.
Yeah, same. It's not like I'm going to be scandalized by someone owning like a bizarre gun.
Oh no, yeah. I mean,
I've never purchased a gun. I just inherited them from
same.
A lot of dead family members.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish everyone's...
They just grow out of the ground out here, you know? Like,
honestly.
I wish the gun culture was that of probably most of our grandpas. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Nobody had more than 5 guns. They served a purpose. And nobody was fucking weird about it.
But no, like, we're in the region where, like, that whole tweet that went out a few years ago that everyone made fun of, the need an assault rifle for my 30 to 50 feral hogs or whatever, that is a little true around here, like, you know, like...
They're big.
People have lots of big guns for big game, you know, or not game, but, like, kind of...
Varmints.
Nuisance animals.
The hogs. But, like...
Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been We Always Lie to Strangers.
I have so many mixed emotions.
We always speculate with strangers.
We exonerate strangers.
Oh my god.
Well,
who's to say?
We thank your love and support. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Hello, it's me, with the sources. Bear with me, we got a bunch. Man arrested in Seattle in attempted bombing case in Arkansas from the Seattle Times. Bomb suspect returned from the Northwestern Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Sculptor arrested in bomb try at church by Bill Bowden for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Witness tells of lies to FBI, gun room, Bill Bowden of the Arkansas Democrat Set. Blacksmith arrested for domestic terrorism at blacksmith.org. Friends rally for bomb suspect by Max Brantley for the Arkansas Times. Alleged Pepsi can bomber worried about government tracked down via Facebook from Talking Points memo. Blacksmith sentenced to 2 years. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette. FBI offers reward years after bomb found in church. 4029. FBI announces $20,000 reward for information regarding Osage Baptist Church IED incident from the FBI website. Bomb suspect next 2 years for firearms by Adam Walworth of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. An inquiry leaves no loose wires, also by Adam Walworth for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Artisan blacksmith arrested, and that is on the blog formandreform.com. And finally, The Collector by Buddy Gow or Goff. At the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.